We Were Made for This by Live Dead, published on November 5, 2019. This article was originally published at livedead.org and was reposted here with their permission. Our friends and partners at Live Dead give their lives to take the gospel to the unreached people of the earth, often utilizing business and the marketplace to engage the culture with the message of Jesus. We are grateful for their friendship and the vital kingdom work they do all over the world. God is a missionary God. The Bible is a missionary book. We are to be His missionary people. Made for worship. The scriptures are organized around the supreme goal of God being worshiped by every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. When you've never heard that the whole point of human history is that God be glorified, it sounds shocking and seems self-centered that God orchestrates all things to center on Himself. But what is problematic for anyone and anything else is supremely sensible for God, for He alone is perfect beauty and sinless treasure. Who should God love more than Himself? Who should God praise more than Himself? Who should we love more than God? Who should we praise more than God? There is no one and nothing as good as God, and He is worthy of all worship and adoration. Furthermore, we were created to be the most fulfilled when we are the most satisfied in Him. God's glory and our fulfillment are inescapably and wonderfully intertwined. We were made for this. We were made to glorify God. Made for missions, we were also made to share this deepest eternal satisfaction with every people group on earth. The Bible is organized on this connected satisfaction and sharing. The tripartite formula that organizes Scripture is this. First, God is supreme, worthy, holy, loving, and He condescends to be our God. Second, we are to be His holy people, living in a way worthy of His magnificence, so that He will live among us. For in living among us, He blesses us in every way. And third, we are to model and message this blessing to every people group on earth. This is the covenant with our father Abraham. We are blessed to be a blessing to every people group on earth. We were blessed with the presence of Jesus for this. We were made for this, to extend the glory of God in all the earth, among every people. This is why the Old Testament refers to Israel as God's special treasure to be a light for all nations, because we were made for this. This is why at Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out on Arabs, Cretans, North Africans, Turks, and others, because we were made to spread the gospel. This is why the church that prays for missions and gives sacrificially to see the gospel go where God is not glorified is the church that God blesses, because we were made for this. The purpose of man. We were made to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. It is the chief end of man. We were made to be a holy habitation for the great God who humbles Himself to tabernacle among us and bless us. We were made to proclaim this loving, merciful God to all nations. We were made to be the missionary people of a missionary God. We can rebel against the very concept of being created, and we can resent that we have the most joy when we fulfill the Creator's purpose, but that is just foolish arrogance. How much better to humbly rejoice in God's wisdom for us, and to lift up our eyes to treasure Jesus among the nations and shout, "We were made for this." This article originally appeared on the Live Dead blog and was shared with permission.